Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. Bob Chapman joins us for this hour, the internationalforecaster.com. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The cutting edge, the tip of the spear in the info war against the globalists, the New World Order, the parasites, the conquerors, the usurpers. Then we've got Russell Wood joining us for 30 minutes, president of the Property Rights Congress of Missouri. They're fighting a NIS premises ID for people who own land that they're hunting on. You've got to register your property, and they say it is a privilege that they may just go ahead and start banning hunting. You can't make this type of stuff up. And then we have the folks that got raided by the armored SWAT team for selling organic eggs and grain they had grown. We're also going to get the Amish farmer on who gave his neighbor some milk, and so they arrested him, SWAT teamed him. So, I mean, this is what we're talking about here. So that is coming up as well. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the third and fourth hour today. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's not just that you get all 20-plus of my films in super high quality. My book in ebook format, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, my book, 9/11 Descent to Tyranny, which, by the way, is about to be out of print, so it'll only be at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of my weekly TV reports in studio, in the radio studios. Now the live report, and then we also archive that for you. And there's a lot of production value, a lot of expense going into that, and it's because you have supported us that we're upgrading things and making it even better. We now have super fast servers, just amazing quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to challenge everybody today. If you haven't gotten Christmas presents for your family, or you're thinking about buying them a tie or a bottle of Jack Daniels, don't do that. Don't do something that roasts their liver or their pancreas. Give them the gift of knowledge and information, a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You just go sign up yourself and create your own username and passcode. And then with that username and passcode, just, you know, create a simple username and passcode. Write that in a card and say, hey, this is a great online video subscription service with films in super high quality like Terror Storm and Endgame. Maybe even do a printout about each film and put it in the card and say, you know, this is your gift. I hope you'll use it. All you got to do is go to the site, enter the username and passcode, and you're in there. Thousands of pieces of media, just a huge library of information, and really the biggest one we've seen out there and in the highest quality. And regardless, even if they don't use it, because I'd say 30, 40% probably are just lazy or busy watching football or, you know, busy taking Prozac, doesn't matter. You've gotten the PrisonPlanet.tv membership because you can use the passcode as well. Six people can use the passcode. That's how many, and then it times out. You can have six simultaneous users with your passcode. So I hope you share it. I mean, in fact, you could buy a membership, $5.95 a month, do a trial, $5.95 for a month, give that passcode to five other people, and but just explain to them they can't give it to anybody else or it'll time out. The reason I can't give it to everybody is because we don't have the funds for the bandwidth. You know, we have it right now. We're at super high quality, you know, loads really fast, streams, in a whole bunch of different formats. And we're going to get even bigger servers in the near future as long as the funds allow. And so now, you know, we do encourage you to share it with a few folks and spread the gift of knowledge and information. So, again, there's still time. We're 5 days away from Christmas to get a card, put the passcode in there, or send somebody a e-Christmas card, and then below it say, here's your passcode, here's your membership, enjoy. Or, even better, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download my films, the books, whatever, put them on disc, on DVD or disc, and give them to folks. A lot of folks have DVD burners that will even put the film cover on the top of the disc, so you can burn those and give those to your whole family. You could spend $5.95 on a membership, download the films, put them on disc, and give it to your whole family, and be done with your Christmas shopping for $5.95, and then that goes to waking people up and supporting this transmission.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The time clock is ticking. Laws could change. The New World Order is advancing rapidly. Health consciousness is fading away. Junk food, fast food, fat food is the New World Order's game. Don't play the game. Slim down, detox, and cleanse yourself from the chemical foods and processed food that we intake daily. And now for the holiday special. Buy 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. That's right, 1 month of Super Tea, and we'll throw in an extra 2 weeks. It won't last long, so order now. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Order now before you can't.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The people are more perceptive to information, to the truth, than they have ever been in our history since 1775, 1776. And I am seeing, no exaggeration, I've probably seen 20 or more top forecasters, you know, hedge fund owners, you name it, saying we're going to have 1776 and that there's going to be a revolution in this country. The IMF is saying it. They're all saying it. I don't see how the system is going to be able to legitimately pose as our saviors when it's clear to everyone that private banks have hijacked the country a long time ago. They're now completely taking us down. They are totally criminal. They're all a bunch of Madoffs. I can't imagine how the police and the military and the public, or and anybody for that matter, is going to go along with these guys into the dark night, into the dungeons of the New World Order, when we all know it's not in our best interest. And that's why we got Bob Chapman, the largest newsletter in the world until he retired back in the 90s. Now he's back, one of the biggest in the world. Again, the internationalforecaster.com. He at one time was the largest gold and silver broker in the world, and he's one of the grandfathers of the modern patriot movement, involved for 50 years. He was Gary Allen's partner. They put out None Dare Call It Conspiracy, which millions and millions of copies of that went out. That's the thing that woke me up back in 1992 as I was a senior in high school. And here he is with us. He's just done so much, worked with G. Edward Griffin and many others. And He's no longer even in the United States. He a long time ago got out of here saying this country is going to be completely imploded by the New World Order. So Bob Chapman was also in military intelligence during the Cold War before he got into brokerage. Bob, you know, I was just mentioning the fact of how is the establishment going to be able to put perfume on this pig and sell it to us? I mean, when New York State's announcing 88 new taxes on soda drinks and food and iPods and I mean, just other counties and cities and states, hundreds of new taxes, how are they going to get away with this? Why are they so mad dog crazy?
Well, of course, the governor of New York inherited that job, and the damage that was done to the state economy, like so many other state economies, particularly California, was done by predecessors, poor planning, too many employees, too much in their retirement plans. They were too generous, let's put it that way. I mean, I know people who personally who are retiring from being officers in police departments that are going to get $100,000 a year in retirement income. And that to me is how can any city or town afford such things, or state for that matter? I think that there's going to be a tremendous discontent, and I think the people in New York State who are very heads up people, I think they're going to scream and yell and say, hey, look, Wall Street and banking is what got us into this mess. Let them pay for it. And so I think you're going to get a reaction. And how far it'll carry remains to be seen. But the people realize exactly what you're saying. And the receptivity towards the truth, which is only coming to them from the alternative media, such as your program and others like it, and the newsletters. But the people are listening, and they're looking for answers. And I think that the chances of, we'll call it a fiscal revolt, are great. And I think that this pig you talk about that is perfumed and has lipstick, I think that they're not going to be able to get away with it. And I think when the American public finds out things like AIG and Bear Stearns and Fannie and Freddie and Citigroup, these companies were bankrupt years ago. And people within government knew it. The latest fiasco that you, via name, Madoff, I do not think it was a Ponzi scheme. I think it's a scam. And I've been in touch with people who also share my thoughts on that. And it may come out that that's what it was. And, of course, the SEC looked the other way.
Well, explain, Bob Chapman, what it means. You know, this isn't a Ponzi scheme. This is just outright theft.
Outright theft. I have a letter from a man who is a Jewish subscriber to my publication who brings me some unbelievable information. And it's laid out in tomorrow's issue in a letter to the editor. He's actually sent me three letters. And he's really upset because he says that the money has been funneled through Israeli discount bank to Israel.
Well, of course it has. This wasn't done by accident. The SEC knew years ago what he was doing, and this is a classic thing Israel, the Israeli elite, do, robbing their own trusting people. That is one of their favorite tricks.
Well, he brings that out, and he
says,
Well,
it's even come out in the Wall Street Journal that big international banks were working with Madoff and knew full well what he was doing, and now you know that's why none of these banks or brokerage firms will have any transparency. Can you speak to that? Because they're all involved in just, you know, not just selling bad securities or securitized debt derivatives. They're just involved in money laundering, gun running, as you know, some of the federal whistleblowers have said. I mean, this is just, they're outright criminals running things.
Absolutely. And, you know, you just look also as an adjunct to that, you look at what's going on in Afghanistan. It's the opening, opium. That's what it's all about. Billions of dollars a year in profits.
Hundreds.
Hundreds of billions of dollars a year in profits.
So
93% of the world's opium.
Bob, let's continue along the lines, though, of Madoff. I mean, this is the founder of the New York of the Nasdaq Stock Exchange in New York. This is, you know, a top level guy working with all the big brokerage firms, and they knew exactly what he was doing because they're doing the same thing. And I guess if we get mad and say we don't like you stealing all the money, they'll just say, "Hey, meet the Army, you know, meet the Marine Corps." And the Army and Marine Corps, these guys aren't sophisticated enough. The generals are crooks and know what they're doing. They're not sophisticated enough, you know, to understand what's happening unless we tell them.
That's right. And I mentioned that other program I go on with Drew Raines, and our entire audience is active and retired military people, and oddly enough, a number of people from the State Department. And they know what's going on because we speak, like you and I speak on this program, about what's going on. It's a whole revelation to these people. And I kept on doing the program because I'm trying to help these young men and women who have no financial experience on what to do. Like yesterday, I'm going to reenlist. Do you think I should do so? And if I do, what do I do with my bonus? Those kinds of questions. And I'm there to try to help them.
Okay, Bob, specifically with the Madoff, give us more details. I mean, clearly there's been blurbs in the news that he was the front man for something larger and was funneling the money through foreign banks, the Bank of Scotland and others, overseas. What's the evidence for this money going to Israel?
I don't have that. And the person who sent me the information did not include that. So I can't say. I have to treat it as a rumor at this stage, because I don't have accompanying documentation.
Well, I mean, where would the, some news is saying 50, some news is saying 100 billion of exposures, but the banks won't talk. I mean, where would that money go? I mean, same with Enron. We knew they were taking it out the back door before they imploded it. I mean, we know this money just isn't disappearing. Where did it go?
Can't answer that. I don't know. With Enron or with this deal either. I mean, these people are pretty crafty. They're not stupid. And they're the elite of the crooks.
Bob, in short, how do you see this playing out? You know, man, I keep asking that question of all the experts we have on. How do you see this, Bob Chapman? How do you see this unfolding?
I think the public's going to find out what they've done. I don't think they can hide this one. I think they're going to get caught. And that is going to make the American and international public even more jaded toward the finance and banking industries. And I think, you know, there's going to be a howling from the public. Where it'll go remains to be seen, but maybe people will finally get up some gumption and go to Washington and start banging on their congressman's doors and say, look, stop taking these payoffs from banking and finance and insurance companies and represent us. And if you don't do that, you're never going to go back into office. Whether that'll work or not remains to be seen, because the amount of money that's been given away and will continue to be given away through lobbyists and otherwise campaign contributions is absolutely enormous.
Bob,
and they're bought and paid for.
Bob, as the police, fire, teacher, city, county, state worker funds, as they find out they've lost 30, 40, 50, 60%, university pension funds, as they discover this, what we're seeing them say is, okay, we'll just raise taxes to make up the difference, greedily robbing what's left of the free market, greedily having men in uniform go out and steal and squeeze get out of the public to pay themselves. Don't they understand that at a certain point it's all just going to collapse and the money's not even going to be worth anything?
Yes, they do, and I think they're going to be able to find a way to get around that. And I got news for them. It's not going to work this time. There's too many people who know what they're doing. And when much more of the public finds out, they're going to be incensed, especially when they've lost their homes, their cars, and they're on the street.
Absolutely. Bob Chapman's our guest. We're going to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour at 1-800-259-9231. I also want to play a clip of the school debating whether this little girl needs to be criminally charged for Hall's cough drops. Stay with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
Bob Chapman's our guest. Well, your call's coming up at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 with Bob Chapman in the next segment. grave. Bob specifically, Madoff's sons reported him. That never made sense to me. But now it's making a little bit more sense because they knew the Ponzi scheme was going down. They knew they wouldn't be held accountable. The $50 billion, the $50 billion plus, the other banks won't talk about where it is. This individual who you say has got an insight on this, continue. Tell folks what you told me during the break.
Well, he calls it a Meyer-Lansky scheme. And the person who wrote these two is Jewish. And so it lends to me much more credence than normal. And he's been great at coming up with information in the past on other issues. Rumor has it that the main directors of Madoff's firm all had fraud insurance policies with Lloyd's of London. A Madoff criminal indictment was necessary in order to activate the fraud insurance coverage. Rumor has it that both of Madoff's sons were in on it. Also, rumor has it that the judge he appeared before was enlightened as to what was really going on. The main idea here is that Madoff is trying to steal the same money twice, is skilled malpractice of the highest order. So it is not really a Ponzi scheme. No mistakes were made. It was more like a Meyer-Lansky scheme. Everything is going exactly to plan.
So that's like Silverstein with the 9/11 attacks, and then he collects $9 billion off of the attacks.
Exactly.
Off of a $200 million investment.
And he goes on to say that Madoff actually stole closer to $100 billion and that most of this money is still intact in Israel, as per your recent reporting regarding the Russian oligarchs, which are actually the Rothschild oligarchs. Also, rumor has it that most of the Jewish charities claiming to have been swindled by Madoff have offices in Israel and that they're being notified that the money they claim he stole is immediately available to them in Israel. It is further rumored that the so-called Hollywood celebrity clients that were defrauded would be made good from Israeli sources, and that many of these Hollywood victims were told in advance by Madoff that their money was being transferred to Israel because the USA was going down. There are also rumors that in the EU banking circles that only misunderstandings between them and Madoff would be made good. Michael Mukasey's son, he's the head of the Justice Department, is the lead lawyer for Madoff's key operatives. So as per your recent reporting, we are looking at 3 to 5 years for Madoff are possibly a paid-for pardon by Bush before he leaves office.
Well, we know that's what's happening. I mean, we know Madoff went out there and is robbing, you know, low-level charities, pension funds, Jewish groups. But the media is not discussing or debating where this money even went. And now they're saying the U.S. government may come in and bail out the investors, so they would be double paid. The money goes to Israel, they get paid to the back channel, and then they get paid by the U.S. government on top of it with taxpayer money.
It gets even better. Rumor has it that Madoff made all of his so-called Ponzi scheme money disappear via the New York City branch of the Israeli Discount Bank, which is owned and controlled by the Bronfman family. The key tens of the Zionist Matrix were all involved in the scam to make money disappear. Madoff was National Treasurer of the American Jewish Congress and also the New York City branch of Yeshiva University. His big buddy at Yeshiva was a guy named Cy Sims, actually Mearns, who also happens to be a director and kingpin in the Israel Discount Bank of New York. Madoff was chairman of the Sims Business School at Yeshiva University with his partner, Cy Sims. Mearns, Israel Discount Bank, is at the epic center of the 9/11 funding food chain, along with the Bronfman family and the Mossad. All these fanatical Zionists involved in the 9/11 atrocity. See 9/11 as a crimes of Zionist patriots type event, like the blowing up of the King David Hotel that was full of hundreds of sleeping British soldiers at the time, that they did in order to further the interests of Israel at the expense of the United States and the 3,000 victims of 9/11 who came from 72 countries. The Zionists do not see this as sedition or as treason, and as such, all hidden in plain sight.
All right, Bob, amazing information. We'll come back and go to your phone calls and talk about where the market's going, the new crimes that are coming out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them a date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Bob Chapman, I want to go to the phone calls. Clark, Michael, Allen, Dave, Mark, and many others that are patiently holding.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land.
But
I ride a John Deere tractor.
I wanted to ask you before we do that. Every week or two, another brokerage firm goes under, another mega bank goes under, scores of little banks go under, or banks that are solvent are bought up by the crime syndicate. What is the next shoe to drop? Have you gotten any more intel on dollar devaluation, bank holidays in February or March of next year?
Well, I got a letter this morning from someone who works for a company in Chicago, a subscriber, and he said that anything that the Fed does or the Treasury does in relation to new currency, new bills, and it has to be run through them first because they have to do certain things to make it happen. And they were waiting for a new $100 bill to come through, but that was put off indefinitely. But what he says is there's nothing on the plate, so to speak, at the moment. And I've been hearing rumors from people that perhaps in after Mr. Obama becomes president, that there might be a financial event where they might devalue the dollar and use something else, but he says, you know, if they're going to do something else, it's got to come through us. And there's nothing on the agenda.
Well, I want to be clear. I want to be clear, though. In the mainstream news a few weeks ago when they had their Bretton Woods 2, they stated that they're still going to keep all the same currencies. It's just that the governments are going to agree to devalue them all in unison together. So that would be digital money.
That's true, and that could very well happen at that time. And so speaking in terms of just dollars would be incorrect based upon that in logic. And that would be, you know, 64.5% of all the reserves of all the countries are in U.S. dollars. So the dollar's devalued, everybody else gets devalued at the same time. So there could be a simultaneous devaluation of all currencies. Whether they'll go to a digital matrix remains to be seen.
What else do you see unfolding in the economy in the short term?
And incidentally, I don't think that's going to happen in January. You know, my reasoning and logic and research tells me that things got to get worse before they pull that. And so I think that's down the road, but it's certainly on their agenda, like you say. What's happening here? I think after the first of the year, the stock market will go lower. Gold and silver will go higher. There's going to be more scandals. Citigroup is bankrupt. It's my guess that J.P. Morgan Chase is as well, and Goldman Sachs. And all of these monies that the Fed won't tell anybody where the money went or what they received in collateral, even on court order, that shows you their arrogance. That all went to the banks. And, of course, they paid their bonuses and their dividends and fattened their balance sheets. And they are still making loans to their best clients.
Well, that's the issue. That's the issue. The Federal Reserve is openly on the news saying we're above the law, we rule the United States, we'll issue our own T-bills. Everything will be sacrificed, including the U.S. Treasury. It looks like they may go ahead and have it, you know, be downgraded in its credit rating. People should be praising us. We've been exposing everything that would happen, everything that would unfold with total precision. We told them, the public, they were gearing up the military to be used against the American people. And now they are announcing. And, you know, that's the crux of the issue. When they're really getting ready to use the military in a big way against the people, they have to come out and announce it and spin it and say it's a good thing. They can't just have them, like, out of a jack-in-the-box suddenly appear. They have to do, some groundwork preparing the public. And for decades, they've been quietly preparing and acclimating the public, and now they're launching it on us. Bob, that tells me we're going into D-Day here.
Well, I think it's going to take more troops at home. I think troops are going to be transferred from Iraq, not only here in the United States, so to speak, but also to Afghanistan, because I think they're going to widen that war deeply into Pakistan. And Iran still is not off the table. The Israelis want to go after them because they want to expand in the Middle East. And so you have all these configurations going on. And at the same time, if they do that, a distraction, if you may, a very expensive one, not only in money but in lives, they'll have a draft. And they'll do that to get the young fighters off of the streets. And so I think those things are going to happen before troops are used in the United States and total depression sets in.
So you're talking about 2 or 3 years out still. This is just more of the preparatory phase.
A year to 2 years out. We'll be able to tell by what they do, what their actions are.
Well, by the way, Bob, this is not your opinion, what you're just saying. For decades, they've been quietly preparing for civilian youth corps and a domestic military force, Clinton, Bush, and then now Obama. And he's on record, and so is his chief of staff, who's openly a foreign agent publicly. They're so arrogant. They're saying everyone will serve, the old, the young. There's going to be an elder corps. There's going to be a green corps. There's going to be a million-person military-style spy corps. And they're open, and people will need jobs, so they're going to be drafted, conscripted. brought into this, and they'll find the nutcases and criminals and control freaks they need to enforce it. So this is a nightmare, what I'd call almost Soviet-style thing that they're planning to set up. So what you just said, I'm just backing it up. That's what they're saying they're going to do.
Well, I think that that is exactly what they want to do, but the timing is what we're talking about. And I don't know. I just think it's going to be longer. And it all depends on how the events unfold. They can't control everything. There's the things that happen that they can't control. A good example was a year ago, June, when Meredith Whitney came out and said, Citibank's assets aren't what they should be, and I'm taking a buy off the stock, and I think it will go lower. Well, that started the credit crisis. Everybody started to look at everybody's books and say, hey, you know, they're all like that. They're all broke. And that's what happened. That's what got this whole ball rolling. But not for one second did the power structure behind government, the Illuminati, did they think that somebody like her would step forward and say, hey, the emperor's got no clothes on.
But, Bob, there's more than that. I mean, again, we infiltrated Bilderberg almost 3 years ago, and they were planning to pop the subprime mortgage and have a global consolidation, a global crisis where they could then, quote, offer the solution. I even have a Henry Kissinger clip where he just said it again last night on Charlie Rose, or two nights ago. It was posted on Google last night, where he says this great crisis will help bring in our new world order. And we've seen them laying the groundwork for all of this. And we saw them 8 weeks ago, almost 9 weeks ago, come out and say we're going to have a depression. And when the president and the president, you know, to be elect, he wasn't president-elect yet, Obama said the same thing. And the head of the Treasury and the head of the Fed said that finally was the coup de grace. That destroyed confidence. They knew what they were doing when they did that. I mean, they knew they could get the yes vote in Congress. They didn't need to do that. So they want to plunge us into this. I mean, I think this may be an area where we disagree, because I've seen the IMF and World Bank documents. I know you've seen them. They've done this in third world nation after third world nation. I mean, they engineer these things. Or do we disagree?
No, we don't disagree. It's just timing. And I just don't know how quickly that can happen. And the way I see it at the moment, it's at least 6 months away. But they can expedite it. Maybe they'll have a devaluation like you've talked about.
Well,
earlier.
They're saying they may do that. I mean, that's in the news.
That's right. And so they may do it in January, or they may do it in June. We just don't know. But what the underlying premise is, that is their intention to do it as quickly as possible.
Why are they telegraphing, I mean, hundreds of world leaders, from Colin Powell to Vice President-elect Joe Biden, saying it's going to be horrible, you're not going to like it, it's going to be unpopular with the left and the right, but just get ready. And then Obama's saying, I am the change, you know me physically, but you're not going to like the change. It's going to be sacrifice. And his bewildered zombies are still just smiling up at him like poor, pathetic dogs that are about to have a bullet put in their head, you know, on the back 40. I mean, what are these horrible things that they're getting us ready for? Or are they just telegraphing to their minions, hey, you need to get prepared and get in a position?
I think it's probably both. And it's acclimation. It's brainwashing people to get ready to accept something pretty nasty. And at the same time, signal the others who aren't in the core of planning and thinking that, hey, this thing's getting ready to come down.
Ron Paul said on this show 2 days ago, it's in an article on Infowars.net by Steve Watson, governments that want to take over, undermine our liberties, and gain more power always use the fear factor. They did that leading up to the war in Iraq. They do it on foreign policy. Now they're doing it on monetary, economic, and financial problems. And he went on to say that this could lead directly to fascism, that they plan to nationalize basically all of the major industries to fully control the population. So you won't really have a, quote, government job officially, but the government will be signing your paychecks.
Agreed.
That's what Congress is saying.
I think it's already well underway. And it started in the banking and finance industry.
And that's what Congress is having hearings every week for the last month and a half. They're saying, oh, to save your pension funds, to save your 401ks, we will take them over, and then they say tax them, reduce the amount you get, and then give you a pittance back. So I guess as all these things go belly up by design, it's all just handed over to the government.
And that's part of why they're taking stock in the companies that they're nationalizing.
Good God.
And they create the money and credit and continue to give it to, say, Citicorp and AIG, et cetera, and they keep on getting a larger and larger piece of the company, so the government owns the company.
Bob, don't they know that they can't, you know, put hundreds of new taxes on everybody when we don't have it and then just send SWAT teams to take our houses? I mean, don't they know? Don't the cops know that they are going to get crushed between the public and the cockroach elite they serve?
I don't think that the law enforcement realizes. Some do, but most don't. They just think they're doing a job. And I hope they're listening to the program so they can find out that there is other reasons why they're being trained to do things that they don't normally do. And they better watch out, because it's not a big good spot to be in.
But see, that shows the premeditated nature, not just that we have the documents. If the cops and military won't go check articles I wrote 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 6 months ago, and all of it has come true, and won't see that I'm just telling you what the establishment war planners are planning, at least, you know, think, well, why have we been trained for riot control and for financial collapse years ago if this is just some organic thing that just started? They have set this whole thing up. I think the only debate we can have is whether or not they've now lost control. And I think there is some evidence that they are losing control, because as things fall apart, you've got this criminal class of white-collar criminals running the New World Order, and they're just all greedily stealing and grabbing whatever they can to protect themselves.
Well, this Madoff situation could blow it wide open, and I think they're going to get caught. I think the revelations are going to come out. And if you, I'm sure that you noticed that 12 years ago, all of this was brought to the attention of the SEC, and they did nothing.
Of course,
and
because...
And then early in the 21st century, the woman who was taken over as the head of the SEC, Mary, can't think of her name at the second, she had hired one of Madoff's sons. And so, you know, this incestuousness goes on and on.
Yeah, how obvious does it have to get as the establishment is totally criminal, a bunch of criminals on record stealing everything in front of us and then threatening the public with the military and the police if we don't acquiesce to it? This is insane. Let's take some calls. Clark just hung up in Arkansas, so let's go to Michael in Illinois, then Alan, Dave, Mark, Ronnie, and others. You're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead. Okay, we'll go to Michelle in Illinois. Go ahead.
Hi, I wondered if this was a radio station where you can share your news.
Ma'am, we don't screen the calls. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm from Illinois, and I just wanted to pass around what I'm doing around the nation. And what I'm doing is fighting for a new law that got passed in the state of Illinois, where perpetrators of rape are paying lifetime long-term care for victims. And I'm bringing awareness about this. And I've called state to state, and the coalitions
All right.
are.
Well, send me, ma'am, send me some information at Infowars.com. Thank you. I appreciate that call. Let's talk to Alan in Oregon. Alan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thanks for calling.
I've been listening to you for a few years now and following you pretty closely, and Prison Planet TV member. I was wondering if you could maybe elaborate on something I've been researching, and I found that on the Bank for International Settlements, the central bank and forum for all the central banks, Bernanke sits on their board, as well as Timothy Geithner, the newly appointed Obama Treasury Secretary. Then you go over to the World Bank, and you've got U.S. Governor of the World Bank, Hank Paulson, and then at the IMF, you've got Hank Paulson as the U.S. governor, as well as Bernanke as his alternate. And then,
yeah, let me explain how this works. Well, okay, let me hear your question.
What is your take on that? And then if you could maybe tell me that document that you were mentioning yesterday, the 2001 IMF document that predicts the rioting, I'd love to look that up. I haven't been able to find it. your name.
Okay, it's the BBC and a bunch of other newspapers reported in late 2001. Greg Palast was one of them. Newsnight, which is the equivalent of their Nightline, did an hour-long TV show on it. Thousands of pages of documents came out. BBC released a few dozen pages of it. Then had injunctions put on them because it was internal not to release any more of it. But then I interviewed Palast, who saw all of them. And it was just how they go in and implode economies by design, how they want to destroy middle classes, how they want to cause economic degradation that then causes rioting so that total confidence is lost and then martial law can be declared. That's how it works. You have these private central banks of the world owned by a handful of families, and then they all sit in the international regulatory bodies, and the International Bank of Settlements is kind of the arbiter between some of the different factions, and then they take our tax money out of the Western world and go and loan it to third world nations to then get them into debt. Say $1 billion investment of our tax money in Nigeria turns into $45 billion with interest. That's the international banking system. I'm not really sure about your question.
Okay. That sums it up. I can look up that.
Let me give you the actual headline of one article. World Bank documents consume Argentina. All right, we'll be back with Bob Chapman. Stay with us. More of your phone calls straight ahead.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
You know, we can sit here analyzing the Titanic that's listing on one side about to break up and go under. And we're doing that. It just, It's incredible to be aware, to know what's going on, to be concerned, and then to realize that the general public, on average, knows something's wrong and knows that crooks run the government, but they have no idea just how serious or just how bad it really is. Just thank God we've got our guns, because they would do what they did in the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany or Communist China if we didn't have the guns. They'd just come in and start murdering everybody. And if you think the U.S. is any different than any other country, you got nothing coming. They would just absolutely have their way with us if it wasn't for the fact that 3 or 4% of the population is ready to get into a shooting war, and the establishment knows that. And they're going to probably go ahead and go for broke because they're so arrogant. And I just feel sorry for the stupid thugs that are going to try to enforce it, because you put people's back up against a wall and they don't have any choice. They're going to stand up against you in a big way. We're talking to Bob Chapman right now, and we're taking folks' phone calls right now. Let's go ahead. And who's up next, John? I got a big call list here. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Mark, welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Really appreciate what you do, and I always like to try to tune in when Bob's present. And Bob, I'd just say a great big hello for you, and thanks for your advice. You're always spot on. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Bob?
Well, we lose Bob. I'm doing what I'm doing.
Well, you make it possible for others to keep doing what they're doing. So from our own little corner of the world, we're doing it, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Anything else?
No, I usually have plenty to say, but for some strange reason, it must be because I'm talking to Bob and you at the same time. I can't seem to come up with anything.
Hey, listen, that happens to me all the time. I've got so much going on in my head, so many questions, so many points, that I'm almost speechless, because it's so over the top to have private banks running the military who are offshore, openly destroying your nation, laughing at you. It makes my head spin. But we've just got to continue to fight forward and try to reach out to as many people as we can. And then I can't believe that the whole population doesn't just rise up. I mean, this is so off the chart. But again, it's been done incrementally, so the public's been trained to take almost any insult. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. You are on the air with Bob Chapman.
Thank you, sirs. And thank you for having Dr. Paul on this Wednesday and actually quoting from him today, and as well as Bob Chapman here. That's really fantastic. And what I wanted to mention to you, Mr. Chapman, is about what you said, the Meyer-Lansky scheme. And you kind of defined it as everything is going exactly as planned. And that was very indicative of, or reminded me of this book that I'm trying to share with others, that is Final Judgment, The Missing Link in the JFK Conspiracy Assassination by Michael Collins Piper. And I'm wondering if you've read it. You actually, Alex Jones here today mentioned one of, inadvertently mentioned The Judas Goats, which is the title to another one of Michael Collins Piper's books. But,
oh, God, I wish I wouldn't have done that. He'll claim I'm attacking him or something. Look, I appreciate your call. It's so crazy. I had somebody call me the other day and say, why are you talking bad about this? And I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, I say Judas Goat, and I'm talking about somebody, or I said Ted Anderson's offering gold deals so good it'll destroy his competition. I had two gold broker companies call and say, why are you trying to destroy us? And I said, I'm not talking about you. It's a figure of speech. Good God. And Judas Goat is a very old term, you know, dealing with somebody, leading somebody into the slaughter. But, yeah, answering his question specifically, if you know what he's talking about, Bob.
Yes, I know of the books, and I've read them, and they're very revealing, and that's about it.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll be attacked for plugging it now by the individual. All right, folks. I'm gonna actually try to get him on the show, because I'm just tired of all the baloney that goes on out there. More calls coming up. Stay with me, Bob.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A day off.